Algernon from the other room strikes up the wedding march. Jack looks perfectly furious and goes to the door.
For goodness sake, don't play that ghastly tune, Algy. How idiotic you are.
The music stops and Algernon enters cheerily.
Didn't it go off all right, old boy? You don't mean to say Gwendolen refused you? I know it is a way she has. She is always refusing people. I think it is almost ill-natured of her.
Oh, Gwendolen is as right as the trivet. As far as she is concerned, we are engaged. Her mother is perfectly unbearable. Never met such a gorgon. I don't really know what a gorgon is like, but I'm quite sure that Lady Bracknell is one. In any case, she is a monster, without being a myth, which is rather unfair. I beg your pardon, Algy. I suppose I shouldn't talk about your own aunt in that way before you.
My dear boy, I love hearing my relations abused. It is the only thing that makes me put up with them at all. Relations are simply a tedious pack of people who haven't got the remotest knowledge of how to live, nor the smallest instinct about when to die.
Oh, that is nonsense.
It isn't.
Well, I won't argue about the matter. You always want to argue about things.
That is exactly what things were originally made for.
Upon my word, if I thought that, I'd shoot myself. You don't think there is any chance of Gwendolen becoming like her mother in about 150 years, do you, Algy?
All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That's his.
Is that clever?
It is perfectly phrased, and quite as true as any observation in civilized life should be.
I'm sick to death of cleverness. Everybody is clever nowadays. You can't go anywhere without meeting clever people. The thing has become an absolute public nuisance. I wish to goodness we'd a few fools left.
We have.
I should extremely like to meet them. What do they talk about?
The fools? Oh, about the clever people, of course.
What fools?